Hello, it is me, Kevin, again. This one is going to be a quick one because I'm not feeling the best and I just came up with this train of thought while talking with myself, which I often do and I recommend to every one of you to do as well. But more on that in another episode. Right now, I just want to talk to you about how to not give up. You heard me right, how to not give up. We always hear people say, don't give up, continue fighting, fight all, stand up, continue another day, one step at a time. And we don't actually never know for certain what do people mean by not giving up, or how to actually not give up, how it actually works working one step at a time. Well, it may sound perfect while thinking about it, while talking about it, it is actually pretty ambiguous how one can actually not give up. Like, one of the things that I certainly feel all the time, like all the time, is that I just need to give up. I just need to step down and surrender because I feel like I'm going nowhere all the time. So I'm always thinking about giving up and I always end up feeling worthless, feeling valueless, feeling like I am actually doing nothing at all, because that's certainly what I feel. I'm not earning money, I'm not actually changing lives of no one. I don't feel like I'm helping, contributing, or even making something worthwhile. So every day I wake up and think that I should give up, that I should just go and pursue any employment path where I earn the minimum and slowly grow up in that company, because that's something I know I can do, because I know that even if I'm bored, even if I am feeling worthless, like I do well in corporate jobs, I do well in climbing ladders, because I don't actually need a lot of skill for that. I just need to follow the rules, and that's pretty easy for me. And I always think that that's the path I should choose, but it's a path that I don't like, that I would not wish to grow into, that I cannot see myself feeling proud in the future, for just getting into a job like that. So, how to not give up? How do I not give up? Well, the first thing about, have a pre-made plan. Already have a plan that you wrote before a schedule, that you already understand how to follow a schedule per se. Let's see. If you're not going to give up, that means that you are already following a path. And if you are already following a path, that means you at least have part of that plan planned. For example, if you do not want to give up in exercising every single fucking day, you should at least know what type of exercise you want to focus on, or how much time or what time do you want to exercise every single day. I recommend in morning or night before bed, but you should at least understand what you are going to do. If you don't know exactly what to do about exercising, just put that you're going to exercise 15 minutes every day at a particular time, and that you are going to do flexions, abdominals, or sit-ups, anything. It doesn't matter if you're planning just to exercise. If you want to build something specific, you want to get fit in a specific way, still plan for exercise 15 minutes. But in those 15 minutes, the first ones, instead of exercising, research about that exercise in those 15 minutes. That's what I mean about a plan. Have a set time that you already prepare beforehand, so that whenever you fail at not giving up, because you are going to fail, whenever you do not fail at giving up, you have somewhere to return to. For example, let's say I started exercising this Monday and I was able to continue my exercise for a whole 2 weeks before getting frustrated and not doing anything at all for the next following week. However, my plan is still there. I still have scheduled every single day for 15 minutes at 6 a.m. in the morning to do exercise for 15 minutes. That way, even if I give up, I know that I'm going to do everything possible to get up and start again at 6 a.m. in the morning those 15 minutes of exercise, whatever those exercises may be. So that's what I'm referring to as a pre-made plan. Have a plan that you are going to return to, even if you fail one day, one week, one period of time. Have somewhere to return to. That's the second step in my own formula of not giving up. Third rule about not giving up. Start by fixed a small period of times. If you are like me and you have the lowest energy possible and you cannot make yourself do something, and even if you try, you may not be able to do it, set yourself for 5 to 30 minutes maximum daily goals. Exercise for 5 minutes the first month, then for 15 minutes the following month, and after that you continue and so on. Have small periods of time for you to complete the goals that you have made for yourself. Do not think about how much time you are going to take to complete something. Do not think about the end result and how far you are away from it. Just do. Just act. So, that's the secret of being taking just small times of periods. Because you may not have the energy for doing 1 hour workouts, for doing 1 hour commitment to attention of your time to a course or something, but you surely at least can pay 5 minutes of your attention to anything. 5 minutes. Start with that. Even if you are not starting, and if you are already way in, and you feel like you cannot again commit to that 1 hour, always start by those 5 to 30 minutes per day. Even if you fail to complete the hour that you have preset, commit to those 5 to 10 minutes. So that's my third rule. Have pre-made box times of 5 to 30 minutes to complete your daily goals. And just act on them. Don't think about anything else but just acting on them. And finally, but certainly not the least, the fourth step on not giving up. One of the hardest ones, but also one of the ones that are going to help you so fucking much. And it's basically the culmination of everything else that I have said. Let your mind off. Easier said than done, and I actually don't believe anyone can achieve this. It's an expression that everyone knows, and you do not fully understand it until you feel your mind off. But what I mean about letting your mind off in this specific scenario is that if you already have a plan, if you already made your commitment to something, to anything, even if you do not feel like it, you need to stop what is making you give up. And that is the feelings of dread, of exhaustion, of I don't want to. Stop all of those things. And you can only do that by just seeing the clock. You made a plan to exercise at 6 a.m. You watch that clock turn 6 a.m. and you don't think. Do not let yourself stay in that bed for 1 minute and think, maybe not, maybe this. Do not let yourself think that. You just spring right up. You see that clock and jump. Jump away from the bed. Don't stop even thinking about it. And if you feel that you are going to think about it, just begin doing anything that is related to what your goal is. If you plan it for doing a certain exercise a day, don't do it. If you feel exhausted, just get down and do some sit-ups or anything. Don't let your mind wander and stop you. Because for me, that's the cruelest and worst ways of giving up. Because my mind does not comprehend that I want to do this. My mind just wants to sleep. So I need to stop it. I need to just get up and do that exercise or do whatever I'm supposed to do. I need my mind to not think, to say to me myself, I already talk of this plan. I already made this plan for myself. I already committed. My mind of the past already wanted to do this. And I'm certain that I want to continue doing this. So I will not let my mind of the present, of the future, tell me that I'm not going to do it. So the step 4 is simple. If it is 6 a.m. and you have to do exercise at time, jump and start doing it. Don't even let your mind think for a single second anything else or anything at all. Just do it, even if you are not certain how to. So that's the first step. Do, let your mind off. Not giving up is that you have to accept that some days you are going to completely and utterly fail and not do anything at all of what you have planned to do or of what you are intending to do. You need to learn, if you don't want to give up, that you are going to momentarily give up, to momentarily not do anything at all. You need to accept that. If you truly, truthfully do not want to give up, you need to fairly understand that you're not going to always do what you are supposed to do, or what you want to do, the path that you have chosen. You need to understand that your commitment is going to fail. I hear how these persons who are successful, like really, really successful, that the secret to any success is commitment. Is getting to it day after day, even if you don't want to. Getting there again and again and again and again. And I don't know you, but whenever I think about that, I feel exhausted. I feel like I've lost a lot of my stamina just thinking, just understanding that I know I'm not going to have the energy to remain that committed every single day. I admire them for because they are so committed, because they can continue even though they may not want it. I admire that in people. I just know that it takes a lot of stamina for me. That's no excuse. But I know how I feel. I know that I'm not going to be as committed, because I know I fail more than not failing. So maybe the path to success is actually doing what they do, committing till the end. But I suggest this other path, the path to not give up, that maybe you aren't going to get there faster. You are not going to get there as good as they get there, but I can ascertain you, I can reassure you that if you just don't give up, you are going to get there. That you will get there. So that's the first rule in my own opinion of how to not give up. Understanding that some days you are going to utterly fail at not giving up. Second rule. Well, second step to not giving up. To not giving up. So this was my advice for today about how to not give up, about how to not stop doing what you are doing. Those are the four things that I've learned about not giving up, and I still have a long way to accomplish actually something that I am proud of. But even if I feel like I'm not able to do it, like I won't get anywhere with it, even if I don't think that anyone is hearing me, I will continue doing this, because just maybe someone will get help. And I know that someday I'm going to get to where I want to be. This is just a stepping stone. Thanks for hearing me, and until the next one. Bye bye.